It's going well. We were really successful in the first semester, and we just got a couple more weeks here with our summer semester, and then we're set for the fall.
And Mitzi, you had a lot of people in the family and school all at once, including yourself. What did that do to the family habits and routines and structures?
You don't realize it until you don't have that structure of going to work and all of us arriving back home at the same time. But we just have a new normal now. We had a graduate on May 1st. Our daughter Megan graduated from Illinois Wesleyan. So that's one down.
Several to go.
Exactly. We're very excited about how things are going.
How did you control what the new normal was to become?
That's actually the illusion because there is no control. If you can relax and just let things happen and kind of make up the new dynamics as it goes along.
Relax. Yeah, that's the trick. How do you let go and relax and cope with it?
People think that I'm really calm because I portray that, but I have the same struggle on the inside. It's really a matter of, is that what's going to rule the day? As Ralph would tell you, even when we're on vacation, I say, what's our schedule for tomorrow? Because I don't want to waste any of this beautiful time. We're here at a great place where he would prefer to just relax and see what comes along. So it's definitely a blended style.
I think one of the things that she kind of forgets to talk about is a lot of times she's been my rock because I'll get frustrated with where I think my progress is in class, and she'll be like, yeah, just relax, you know. I mean, because I'm striving to do the best I can, and she's just the reminder that, hey, you know, B's and C's get degrees too. It doesn't always have to be an A, but I'm still going to strive to excel the best that I can.
How does that differ from the support that you two give each other in the changes and reverses in any working life, though? Is it just more of the same with a different label on it, or is it actually different?
It's definitely different. I definitely have a few more responsibilities around the house. You know, the biggest thing for me has been to trying to readjust my daily schedule. We were very routine for 27 plus years, and all of a sudden that routine's been broken. So, you know, trying to readjust to that has been it's probably been a little more difficult than I first realized. Just like right now, I've got my summer school schedule, will be off for a couple weeks, then I'll have a new schedule in the fall, which is completely different to the schedule I have right now. Like Mitzi says, that I'm gonna have to readjust as the dynamics take place and as the classes roll out, and we see what the course load is for each one of them.
What have you had to do around the house more that you weren't doing before?
Yeah, I've been working on a couple of projects that I had going on with house maintenance, but also I'm trying to upkeep things a little more, weave the laundry into my routine on a more regular basis. We both like to cook, so that really hasn't been much of an issue, you know, because the biggest issue is a lot of times figuring out what we want to have and then just trying to plan from there. You know, those are some of the things, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, you're trying to make it easier at the end of the day for Mitzi, who is working. And, you know, we got the boys are in and out, so we try to get them in on some things too, but, you know, their lives are busy and structured too, so.
Mitzi, how much more planning do you have to do since he has this greater flex and less routine to rely on?
I think the hardest thing to get used to was what he needed to set aside for homework and study time. And we just are different types of learners. To see someone who's just back in school, I know he has high standards for himself and could probably seek more help, even from someone like me or one of my sons is a very strong math person and just using resources and asking for help. But when you've been a leader in a position as he was, it's hard to go all the way back down, you know, to sit in the chair and be the student. So that volume of time that he needs for his homework and to make sure that he's got things he's achieving at a level. That part of it, because to me, I know what I have to do, I sit down and I do it.
Big change like this is, in some sense, a grieving process, true. How did that play out over the last 7 months over the last year?
To be honest, it's kind of a constant struggle because, you know, we came down here 27 years ago with the idea that we were going to work at a place where we would make a difference and that this thing would build into something great. And I think a lot of us that came to work at then Diamond Star had that idea that, you know, we're going to be part of something special. Then again, just about a year ago, you know, that dream was kind of set sail. So now we're in the process of building a new dream and a new future. You know, you look back and you reflect on all the things that you went through, the things that you did, the effort that you put in to try and make the work that we did the best that it could be, the product the best that it could be, and it just wasn't going to happen. So now I'm investing back into myself, rebuilding myself, and, you know, working towards a goal that'll make me the best that I can be for our family and be in a better position going forward.
Mitzi, how did you see that grief play out, and how were you affected by it, and how did you try to help Ralph?
Well, it was a really devastating blow. We can all look back and say, well, we didn't see it coming, but we saw it coming. You know, there's signs now, a little bit of a trail. So really, it's just being there and listening. And I was with Ralph's great aunt in New York, and I said to her, you know, it's just so hard because you just don't know what's going to happen. It's so hard to plan. What's next for us? She is in her late 80s. She's a Holocaust survivor from Austria. And she said, my dear, that's the fun of living. You don't know what's next. And I tried to just capture that spirit in a way. And then when I realized what we were faced with and complaining about compared to where she'd been, I think it just kind of brought it down a notch in terms of worry.
It doesn't lessen the feelings that you're going through. It may help you place it in perspective.
Right.
But how did you say, okay, this is the fun of life, trying to prepare for what's next, this trying to anticipate what's next? How did you embrace the fun?
Well, we have a great time together. We have we have a blended family. Ralph and I have just been married 3.5 years. So we love our family get-togethers. A great weekend for us is to pick all the grandkids up on Saturday and keep them. They have a great social between all four of them. Really, though, it's just a daily struggle. I won't say every day is a struggle, but it's a daily thing. It's not like, okay, we're on a new path now, because there's unintended consequences of the healthcare is different, or, you know, things that maybe you took for granted a little bit. So, and I think too, I heard this commencement speech at my daughter's graduation, and part of it was just get on with it. You know, get on with it.
Ralph, you've been very focused and directed in your coursework. Is that what you've been doing, or how have you been seeking the fun?
I have to detach myself from my coursework to relax and have a good time. Like, if I know I've got something that's due, it'll eat at me till I get it done. So I always tell her, I need to have these things done by X, so then we can do X. And, you know, she's kind of my scheduler a little bit. She'll be like, where are you at with that? How you doing? And just like when I come home from a test or an exam, she'll be like, well, how'd you feel you do? You did. You know, sometimes I'll be like, no, I felt I did pretty good. And other times I'm like, well, I really don't know. I know I got it all done, but I wasn't sure if I had it all right or not. So, I mean, that's, you know, once I get through those points, then I can relax and then I can enjoy, like, the grandkids or enjoy the company of my wife or go out with friends or, you know, go listen to music or something. I'm always trying to prioritize the things that I have to get done so I can go in and have that.
So you can feel good about relaxing.
Yeah.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mitzi and Ralph Thiem and a Mitsubishi family. The anniversary of the announcement of the closure is tomorrow. Are you going to be thinking about it in any particular way?
I think about it probably more than I should to begin with. You know, that again, that's part of the grieving process. You know, you try to put it away. And one thing Mitzi's always been has been she's been a fantastic sounding board for me, and lets me just peel things off the top of my head, whether they make sense or not. And then she'll try and help me understand, you know, where I'm at. And we'll talk back and forth about it. You know, I mean, we were talking about it over lunch. You know, it was a very emotional day. And, you know, we'd put a lot of effort, time and effort into all that. And yeah, we were compensated and all that. But the personal commitment that you put into your work and the things that you tried to do to make a difference, it's all taken away. You know, again, just starting over again, starting on a new dream, starting to put it all back together. And, you know, it's challenging.
Mitzi, how are you thinking about the anniversary?
I feel like Ralph has really shown that he's a survivor and moving forward. And lately, we've run into a couple of our friends from the plant. You know, someone told me that they'd applied for over 80 jobs, still looking for a job, and that weighs on me. But I've also seen many, many people that are in retirement and happy and moving forward. What I like to do is maybe, okay, for the next 10 minutes we can have a pity party about this, if you will. But after that, we just need to move on, because you really have a hard time going forward when you're one foot in the back.
You two have a new direction set, planned, hoped for as well. That's not true of everyone. Some people are still looking for work. Some people did choose to retire, and that's a direction. Any advice for those who are still casting about?
Well, one thing I was thinking about, and I can say this as a spouse, although I might be slightly biased, but everyone from the plant that's still looking for another opportunity has to realize or remember how well vetted they were to work at Mitsubishi anyway. There were actual tests, academic tests for screening, all kinds of psychological things. Mm-hmm. These folks have a lot of abilities. Take advantage of the resources that are out there. Talk to somebody about what your options are. We met up with someone in a restaurant not too long ago, and he was telling us his odyssey. And we had a great brainstorming session, and I think, you know, wow, why can't we help more people?
Definitely, when we run into people who are in the plant, we always are asking, what are you doing? You found work? You going back to school? And especially some of these who are kind of like, yeah, we're kind of retired, but they still want to work. You really need to have a real conversation with them. You know, the gentleman she was talking about, he was working on rehab and homes, but one of the problems he had is that he's not a licensed HVAC contractor. And I'm like, well, why don't you go back to HVAC school to get the license, which would help you in the business that you want to be in? And I mean, and you can do that by taking advantage of some of the opportunities that you have right now. So sometimes I just think people don't really sit down and have the right conversation with people. I mean, I'm no career counselor or anything, but when you're telling me what you're struggling with something and I know you can go over here and apply to get that training, why wouldn't you?
As Ralph has, once you make the commitment and you start moving forward, again, just like in the movie, just keep swimming.
You know, everybody gets peaks and valleys. For all my coworkers, my fellow brothers and sisters, what I would say is to their spouses, I would say, if you're watching them and you're seeing them struggle, you know, kind of lift them up, you know, kind of support them and encourage them. And, you know, you've been there for them for however long you've been there. And this is a time where they really need that extra bit of it, encouragement and support. And, you know, I'm fortunate. I get it from my wife. All of my kids ask me how I'm doing in school. I just saw my mom this weekend, my grandma. They're always asking, how you doing? How's things going? You know, I'm extremely fortunate. I got a great support system. But Some people don't always have that ability to make that connection, and if there's anybody out there that I could do that for, I certainly would. And I know that we've had made those connections along the way with people we meet. You know, that's the best thing any spouse can do for anybody in this situation, is just be there and be supportive, encourage them, and you know, motivate them to be that the best that they can be in their next chapter.